Now it's time for a little part of the show where we like to take the sort of odds and ends of the news, the pirate's booty of news, if you will.
What do you mean?
Quick, tasty, has a silly name. We call it the ramble.
Okay, if you turned on your TV yesterday, you probably saw Brad Pitt. You might have seen him on the Today Show. You might have seen him on Larry King Live last night. He even made a little phone call into a little radio network we call National Public Radio. You see, Brad has lived with his family in New Orleans for much of the past year, and he is dedicating himself to helping build new homes in the lower Ninth Ward. Of course, that neighborhood devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Brad Pitt spoke with Melissa Block on All Things Considered, and she wanted to know how the Jolie Pitts were fitting in the Big Easy.
You're a new transplant to New Orleans. You've lived in the French Quarter, I guess, for about a year. Do you find that people trust that you have the interests of the city at heart and will stick around for a while? Or do they say, you know, Mr. Big Movie Star coming in with a lot of money, going to make a splash,
well,
and
sure
who knows where he'll be in 5 years?
I'm sure it's a little both, and they're all fair questions. I'd be extremely skeptical.
He has committed $5 million of his own money to building new homes in the Lower Ninth Ward, many of which will have solar panels. His project is called Make It Right.
I don't want to call into question any part of Melissa's journalism.
Sure.
But there was a certain lilt in her voice I didn't hear when she did that Henry Waxman interview last week.
A little flutter?
Little bit of excitement in there. Well, speaking of beautiful, beautiful men, Carson Daly has retaken the airwaves. Actually, Carson Daly needs to eat something. He lost like 80 pounds a couple years ago, and he's keeping it off. But even so, he is the host of a late, late show called Last Call. And unlike David Letterman, unlike Jay Leno, he actually has resumed taping. This is in spite of the writer's strike. Last night was the first new episode since November 5th. He said that he had to do it because his writers were going to get fired if he didn't. There were 75 members of the staff, I guess not just his writers, but, you know, other people on the staff that were going to get laid off. And in fact, this has happened at some of the other shows.
Yeah.
So this was probably a realistic possibility. So he came on. His first line was, "I miss my writers," he said in his unscripted opener. And he said, "None of this is written clearly." Also, by the way, Leno and Letterman are members of the Writers Guild, and Carson Daly is not. So maybe that was part of why I thought it was okay.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Moving on, there are many human activities to blame for global warming. Oil, coal, population explosion, and now divorce. Michigan State University has been studying the impact of divorce on the environment, and they say not so good. Using data from 05, the authors of the study found that people who divorce use 73 billion kilowatt hours more of electricity and 627 billion more gallons of water than they would have if they'd stay with their partners. I guess they're taking longer showers. I don't know. There is a solution, apparently. They say get together with somebody. That's the answer.
That's my new pickup line.
Hey, you want to
reduce your carbon footprint? So this guy who was kayaking 5 years ago disappeared. Sad story for his family. You figure after 5 years, he may be gone. In fact, he was not. John Darwin just sort of showed up. He wasn't seen again until last weekend when he showed up at a London police station. He said, quote, "I think I'm a missing person." Yeah, that's the understatement of the year. He's been missing for 5 years. He reportedly remembered his name but not where he'd been. His son, this guy, John Darwin, somehow seems to be a great name for this guy.
Perfect.
His sons came to pick him up, but there's still another big question mark out there. His wife, Anne, recently sold the family home and moved to Panama, and no one seems to know how to find her.
I think this was an episode of One Life to Live.
Yeah, really. Where's the secret missing twin?
A jury has convicted a man of arborcide. Do you know what that is?
No.
He is a tree killer. He faces as many as 35 years in prison for axing 500 trees. He lives in a retirement community part-time just south of downtown Vegas. And a jury convicted him of hacking down over 500 trees over the course of a period of time. Neighbors told the jury that Hoffman has often complained that trees blocked his view of the Vegas Strip.
I don't think there's 500 trees in the state of Nevada except for Lake Tahoe.
Well, maybe they were before this guy showed up.
Yeah. Wow.
And that does it for a little bit of an extended edition of The Ramble.